Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple, Apple Podcasts, on Android. We recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor, $2.99 per month. We're taking episode suggestions directly from there. Link is right here in the description. Hang out with other Heat fans all day and all night long, also with us, and avoid Twitter and all of that other stuff that you really don't want to deal with. So check it out. Link right here in the description. For Off the Floor. Also, check out Prize Picks. We had a busy day on Prize Picks today. Can't say that some of those overs went too well on the early game, but told you to take Ant under. Use the code 5. Here's their new promotion. Prize Picks is legal in the state of Florida. With the code 5, you get $50 to play. It's free money. All you got to do is put down a $5 play at the start. So they're literally handing you a 10-to-1 match. Go to prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And now, today's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Now, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. I got Sean Rochester. You can follow him at S. Rochester NBA. Hope that some of you joined us on playback. That was a good time. And one of the better basketball games that we've seen in a long time, in international or NBA competition. Team USA escapes against Serbia after falling down by double digits. They were down double digits, honestly, for most of the game, even though Steph Curry went nuts with 17 points in the first quarter. They rally back against Serbia, win 95-91. The key players, Curry with 36 points on 12 of 19 shooting, helps overcome Bogdanović, scoring 20 for Serbia. Also, Joel Embiid, we'll discuss him. I will mea culpa on some of this stuff. 19 points on 8 of 11 shooting. Would be nice if you boxed out sometimes, Joel, but it is what it is. LeBron James with a triple-double in 32 minutes, 6 of 9 from the floor. 32 minutes for him, 33 for Steph. Okay, out of a possible 40, one guy who's 36 years old, one who's 40 years old. In LeBron's case, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. 6 of 9 shooting, and then Kevin Durant finally got going a little bit in the second half. We said that that had to happen, and he goes 4 of 8 from the floor for 9 points. Jokic, by the way, on the other side, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists, but he was 0 of 6 from 3, and he missed a lot of open shots. Sean, I'll go to you first on this today. We talk about kind of legacy teams, and you know, we're going to remember certain Team USAs for who was on them, what they contributed. We talk about the Redeem Team, and it tends to be about Kobe, LeBron, and Dwayne off the bench. Dream Team, of course, a lot of Jordan, Barkley, etc. But this team has been framed as Curry, Durant, and LeBron. And what impressed me the most about them, other than how much they wanted this thing, and I kept saying this on playback, they all competed their asses off defensively at the end of that game. Like, we can talk about the scoring, but Curry fighting over screens, Durant had a big steal, LeBron guarding Jokic in the post. This was a defining game legacy-wise. Not that the three of them need it, but they're going to be linked together now in a different way, I think, because of really what they accomplished over the past couple of hours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this roster is full of talent, but when it came down to it, it was the three old guys. You know, we say old in quotations, right? They're not that old, but they're the old guys on this team. And, you know, Durant made a big shot late, little fadeaway going to his right. I mean, it was an amazing shot. Didn't have the greatest day, but when they needed him most, he made shots. Steph Curry, we've been saying it for like 2 weeks, like, when is that Curry game going to happen? And today he exploded. And it just, you know, 36 points in a 40-minute game is extremely impressive. And then, like you said, the LeBron triple-double, just doing everything, not just in the stat sheet, but like defending Jokic, pushing in transition, making those extra passes, the hustle plays, that those times when the offense was really struggling and he got to the basket by putting his head down and just getting there. It was just impressive to see how those guys rallied, because even going into the fourth quarter, it was looking very, very bad for Team USA. And they found a way to just put together a couple baskets and get stops. And it was very impressive, very entertaining to watch.
I mean, Alex, you were talking about it on the stream about just it's fun to watch a basketball game with guys are forced to play roles that they don't have to play during the regular season. And look, there's going to be a lot of focus on who didn't play in some of the rotations here. Tatum didn't play at all. Halliburton didn't get any minutes. That's been consistent. Bam, by the way, we should mention this, 10 minutes off the bench, not his best performance. Just seemed a little out of sorts. Missed a corner three, had two shots, no rebounds, one assist, 0 points. I don't think the Heat administration will post this one. And on the other side, Jovic played just 3 minutes. He was sick, didn't play in the last game, had one rebound, one assist, really a non-factor. But there will be a lot of focus on who didn't play. Anthony Edwards, only 2 points in 13 minutes. Again, didn't look like he was in the flow of the offense. And Embiid got the minutes over AD. But again, I want you to get more into that, because that is – we talk about LeBron, right? And he's just had to play so many different roles over the course of his career. Yep. And I know why he rubs some people the wrong way, okay? But when it comes to trying to win a basketball game like this, he literally will sacrifice everything to do it. And again, not just the passing and the triple-double, but defending Jokic in the post in the last 6 to 7 minutes was indicative of that.
100%. And he was amazing. I think, you know, just a lot, right? Like, there's a lot going on in my head right now. I'm still, like, riding off that high from that game. It was just so fun to watch. I was enjoying watching Team USA with their backs against the wall. And that's what that game was. Almost the entire game, their backs were against the wall. And it felt like, okay, they're making a little run here. Okay, they're starting to play better. And then Serbia hits like a dagger three, like every time it felt like. And man, Serbia started shooting the game. I mean, started this game shooting incredibly well. I think they finished the first half shooting 50% from three, got up a bunch of threes in the second half as well. It just didn't quite make as many. And I think it has to do with Team USA and the way that they were defending in the second half. Not perfect by any means. They had some mistakes there, some wide open threes that Serbia missed that were going down for them in the first half. But their defensive process, I felt, was much better. They weren't going under quite as much as they were in the first half. They started switching towards the end of the game, and, you know, pros and cons to it. Serbia kept getting matchups they liked as a result of the switches and generating offense that way. But, you know, I think LeBron was the glue behind all of this. You know, shout out Steph, incredible game, legendary game, really helped redeem himself from this very weird shooting slump he's been on during this Olympics. I'm never going to forget that performance, but I think you can make the case that LeBron's game was just as impactful. And you guys mentioned it already, like the passing, the defense, and he was one of the only guys generating offense for them, not only as a playmaker, but, you know, when he got the post mismatches. Like, I just thought he played a fantastic game. Of course, I'm going to have to shout out Joel Embiid. He played the best game of his Team USA tenure by far. And he had a good game last game, but this was completely different. I thought he did a great job playing in the flow of the offense, took a lot of open shots. And even for the couple of mistakes that he did have, which were, you know, like kind of, you know, easy to spot, right? He made up for it. Like he played a great game. And even though he wasn't the primary matchup on Jokic, a lot of the times I just thought he asked, you know, he did what he was asked to do, right? If there was not a lot of like post-up action for him this time around, like there has been in the past where it felt like they were just kind of force feeding those looks. I don't remember him seeing post-up very, very often, and they weren't successful for him in this game either. Like he found most of his success in this game just playing off what the others were doing, right? Whether it was hitting the open shots or like that one pump fake into the drive when he got Jokic off his feet from the corners. Like, I just thought he did a great job playing within the game. But to me, Steph and LeBron were the reason that they didn't lose this game, you know? So shout out Joel Embiid. I'm not trying to hate on him here. He had a great game, but man, those guys, and like you mentioned, earlier, Ethan, just watching these superstar talents do the dirty work. It's so fun to watch. Like, the stakes were there, you know, elimination game, backs against the wall the entire game. You go into the fourth quarter down 14, and you outscore them by 17 in the fourth quarter. That's insane. That's insane. Like, against a Serbia offense that was cooking the whole game, just moving like a machine out there. I felt like they always had something. No matter what Team USA was doing on defense, they were still able to generate offense. And it was just cool to watch these huge talents, you know, do stuff that they wouldn't normally do during the regular season and just fight through screens and hustle and seal and play physical and just do all this stuff. Like, that, this is what I really enjoy watching about the Olympics, is watching all of these guys try to come together and make it work, even though their games don't necessarily all fit into each other's perfectly. But that talent, you know, this game was like the proof for talent matters, right? Because they almost, like, they could have lost this game very easily. And talent kind of got them back right in the game, because they did not play mistake-free basketball whatsoever. But they fought their ass off as the game went on and realized that, you know, it could get out of hand soon. There was so many times they could have got out of hand. Like, they were down like 15, like several times. And like I said, going into the last quarter down 14, Serbia was on fire. It could have been over. And Team USA fought back every time, and they didn't always fight all the way back, but they kept it just close enough.
They kept getting it to nine. Wasn't until that flourish where again they push it ahead. And credit to some others on this too. Jrue Holiday had a big three in the corner, which in addition to all the defensive things he did that kind of pulled them back ahead. So, I mean, I think, you know, again, as we look at this, Sean, and we're going to look at, after the break, we're going to look ahead to the final and what they may see against France. But I think the point is, we always talk about, okay, they need guys like Derek White, they need guys like Jrue Holiday, Bam, to do the dirty work. But ultimately, they needed the stars to do it first, because they're going to be on the floor the most. And I thought they got, and as we close the book on this game, I mean, I thought they got a little away from their game early, because they were watching Steph do Steph things. And that's not Steph's fault, but like, he had 17 in the first quarter. There was no offensive flow from anybody else. KD didn't get going until the second half. LeBron was not aggressive offensively. Devin Booker did a couple of good things, but again, they needed that little flourish from Embiid. They almost looked short of scoring for a good portion of this game until KD came off the bench. But I watched Steph and I'm just like, he could do that thing for five more years. He really could. Like, I mean, they're going to need to protect him in Golden State or wherever he ends up. But that thing he does, where it's just like, okay, he's going to make his next five shots, and it really doesn't matter where he's taking them from or what you do against him. Like, he still is, of this generation, to me, he's still the best show. LeBron's the best player, but Steph is the best show. But I felt like Team O'Shea was watching him perform that show early on.
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, like, you were just waiting for him to get hot again. The thing that impressed me the most about Steph, because we know that he can do that offensively. What impressed me, and Alex brought this up, is the way that he competed defensively. Like, Steph Curry was doing his best Drew Holiday impression of fighting through screens, staying in front, trying not to force that switch where they were going after Embiid or whoever the big was at that time. I just thought that it was him and LeBron, especially just their will to not panic every time, you know, Serbia would go down and hit a three that would like get it back to 12 or get it back to 11 or whatever it was. When they would cut it down to nine, it was just like they didn't get out of hand. They would calm them down. They would make a play, and then other guys would react. You talked about Drew. AD stepped in there. Joel stepped in there. Booker stepped in there. Bam at times. There were different people that stepped in and played that complimentary role. But with those three guys, you know, were leading the way with their leadership, I think, maturity or experience in those moments, having done it in the NBA Finals, having done it in past Olympics with the guys besides Steph, I think it really just – kind of kept the cool of the team and allowed them to cut back into it. And then obviously the fourth quarter, it was just an avalanche.
After the break, we're going to talk about France, not the team we expected to see in the final, but they've been a little bit of a different team. Alex and I talked about it on a prior podcast. I think in terms of personnel, will we actually see Rudy Gobert in the final? Before we get there, I want to mention our friend Lynette. We know where you'll see her on our Discord, on our playback, and also at A Aggressive Insurance Agency, 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800. Life insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, the insurance agency that works for you. And of course, Lynette, just a good person, and she will get you exactly what it is that you need. So reach out to her. Huge Miami Heat fan, A Aggressive Insurance, insurancebylynette.com. Two N's and two T's. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
All right, France in the final. Thought it might be Canada. That's what I thought. People picked Germany. Dennis Schröder had an off game. Wagner, neither of them really did enough.
Yeah.
France changes its starting lineup a couple games ago. Now Gobert has played a total of, 9 minutes in two games. Wemby is shooting like 25% from the floor in the last two games. And Fournier didn't even play well today. He had 5 points. And as our guy Sean Rochester here says, it's now 14.5-point spread. U.S. favored. Go to Better Edge. Play that one using the code 5RSN. What will pose the most problem, before we close here, Alex, what will pose the most problem for U.S. in the final?
That's a good question. I honestly think it's going to be tough for France to top this game that we just saw. Like, I don't think we're going to get a better game than that, but it is a very different team. So I think it's not going to be the same type of game that played out, which was very, like, especially if you watched that France-Germany game earlier. The pace of those two games and the style of those two games could not have been more different. Like, the France-Germany game was a slugfest. They were playing really physical. Not that, you know, USA-Serbia wasn't, but it wasn't a three-point shootout, right? Which, by the way, Serbia took 55% of their shots from three today and Team USA about half. So a lot of threes fired, right? I don't think we're going to see that type of game again. But, like, France is low-key. Like, they've got a lot of guys that – you know, casual NBA fans and even hardcore NBA fans are not going to know about that have been making a name for themselves here. And of course, these guys are professional players elsewhere, right? But, like, you know, you've got Fournier from France. You've got Yabusele, who was a former, like, top 20 pick for the Celtics in, like, 2016, I believe. You've got Frank Ntilikina, who's another guy who spent time in the NBA. Like, these are the guys getting a lot of minutes. And, of course, you've got their big man, Lasort, who has kind of taken Gobert's spot here as far as, like, the other big man that they're playing alongside Victor and to back up Victor at times. Like, these guys, the way that they play defense, their physicality, I think they have a pretty good offensive process as well. It's not going to be anywhere near the level of Serbia's, but, like, that's a competent two-way team. So that's going to be, like, the, you know, I think the problem, right, for Team USA. It's like you got to really worry about this team. On both ends, they've got guys who maybe they're not going to be so worried about and can get hot. Like, Cordonnier has been huge for them. Like I mentioned, Yabusele, these guys have been huge. And I think Victor, you know, I don't think he's going to keep shooting that poorly. Now, I don't think it's all, like, fluky that he's shooting this poorly. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, his body and his frame, is that there are disadvantages, right? Even though he has put on weight since he got drafted, he's still very skinny. You know, the lower body, the core, all of that still has a ways to go. And I think, you know, it's hard to be a consistent scorer when the entire defense is worried about you and when you're not really able to leverage guys with your body. And I think that's why he's struggling a lot. Like, half of his shots are coming from three. So I think more threes will fall for him. But as far as him on ball, I think it's going to continue to be a struggle when you're talking about the size and length that Team USA has to offer. And of course, you know, rim protectors at all points of the game. So I think, like, I would favor Team USA here. I do think it's going to be competitive, though, and I'm wondering if Gobert is, like, the X factor here, because it's trending completely the other way. Like, he's not playing much, and they've looked pretty good without him. So I don't know if they'll do it, but I wonder if they just kind of try to play Gobert at some point to throw Team USA off. Maybe they're not expecting it anymore. He's still a four-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, But France is a competitive ass team, man. Like, I think 48 could have a sneaky good game. I think they got to watch out.
Yeah, for what it's worth, four-time defensive player of the year. So, Sean, as we look at it, do you think, and we'll close here, do you think that we'll see the same players take on the same importance in this matchup? Because is MB going to chase Wemby out to the three-point line? That's my – I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. The Gobert question is obviously a key piece to that. I would say I would go more to that, like, switchable big wings. I don't necessarily think you change the rotation that much. I don't know if he'll tighten it as much as he did today, and he was kind of forced into that. You know, I think the big thing is the United States today, the game changed when they started rebounding the ball better. And they've leaned more towards getting out into transition and not really protecting the defensive rebound. So Embiid obviously did not do a great job of that today. As a team, they didn't do a great job of that today. Now you got Wemby, you got the other French bigs, you got potentially Gobert. If France can offensive rebound and slow down that transition attack, starts to change the game. France has to shoot the ball well. Today, obviously, Serbia did, and we saw what happened when they cooled off. So if France doesn't shoot the ball well and they can't offensive rebound, United States blows them out. Like, they just can't keep up. But I think you're going to see the same connectivity that you saw with Serbia today, that you would have saw with Germany, the connectivity of those teams that have played together for so long, that they'll make you pay. If you play bad defense, you're not sharp on your communication, you're not sharp on your rotations, that ball is moving side to side. They're going to get you into a bad action. They're going to get you into a bad switch, and they're going to attack. So that's what I would watch out for. I think United States wins it. It's not going to be as exciting as today. But I just think, again, you can't be overconfident in that, oh, we're just better. We're going to show up. They're going to be at home, you know, in Paris. Yeah. The crowd is going to be rooting against you. So it's going to be an interesting atmosphere on Saturday at 3:30.
Embiid's going to hear it. I'll just close with this and check out Prize Picks. Use the code 5, insurance by Lynette.com. To me, Fournier is the key. Like, he's had these games in this international competition. And maybe it's because I followed the Heat for so long and what he and Vucevic used to do against him with Orlando, but they have to take him out of the game. Like, Drew Holiday is critical in this game. Take him out. Make him inefficient. I know they won anyway, even though he didn't play well today. But to me, if he gets 17-plus on decent efficiency, similar to what we saw with Bogdanovich today, it's going to be a complicated game for the U.S. Otherwise, I just don't know that they have enough scoring to compete. And this has felt all along like this is, I said before, this is LeBron's Olympic MVP to win. He's right there right now. And that's he'll close this thing out. And I think we're going to have some legacy conversations after this, because this is a tremendous accomplishment by him. I mean, to be the most consistently impactful player on this team at his age is something else. All right, thanks to Alex. Thanks to Sean. Check out our sponsors. We're pulling more episodes from our off-the-floor feed. We're also going to be doing – I think we're going to make the top 40, even though it's been 36 seasons. Going to
36. Check us out on Playback.
Top 40 seasons and Playback. Top 40 seasons. Top 40 players. In Miami Heat history, we're gonna start counting those down next week. So we'll get you a Quintel Woods shout out. I promise.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.